Hi, this is Melissa Dinwiddie from Living a Creative Life, and I have another technique for you today. Today's technique is neuro-linguistic programming anchoring. This is a great technique to use if you want to get yourself into a particular emotional state. Like, for example, if you're feeling really agitated and you want to calm yourself down and get to a place of relaxed calm, or if you want to get yourself energized and motivated when maybe you're about to give a presentation or you want to sit down at your desk and get some really good work done, whatever emotional state you want to access, this is a great technique for that. So if you're in front of your computer, now would be a good time to turn off the screen or turn your chair around. Get yourself in a place where you're not going to be distracted by your computer screen. And sit back in your chair and just get into a relaxed, comfortable position. And then close your eyes and take a few moments to remember a time in your life when you had that feeling that you want to get back to. So if there was a particular time, a particular moment when you felt, whether it was really relaxed or energized, whatever feeling you're going for, think of that moment and bring that up as clearly as you can as a picture in your mind. Try to remember that feeling in as much detail and intensity as you can. Really relive it. And to enhance that experience, you can do a few different things. One, try making the image sharper. And you can also play with making the colors brighter. You can try to take that image and bring it closer to you, sort of zoom in on that image. And you can also shift the image position on your mental screen, sort of move it around. And if there are sounds in that memory, you can make the sounds clearer. And you can also choose a word that enhances the feeling for you. For example, calm. Or maybe, yes, or brilliant, whatever word is going to help you really enhance that feeling. So when you are in that feeling at its most intense, now what we're going to do is create the actual anchor. And what that is we're going to create a physical association by making a gesture, just a little small physical gesture that's easy to remember and easy to do. So, for example, you might take the fingers of your right hand and gently squeeze your left wrist, or you might squeeze your thumb or make a fist or pull on your earlobe or bring your three fingers and your thumb together and press them together. Whatever gesture you want to use to associate with that feeling. So go ahead and do your gesture and stay intensely in that feeling. And then just relax, open your eyes, release your gesture. And in order to really get this into your body, we're going to do that again. So close your eyes and go back into that feeling as intensely as you can. Make the image really sharp and make the colors bright. And bring that image closer to you. Shift the position of the image on your mental screen. Make the sounds clearer. Think of that word that associates with that feeling for you. And now go ahead and do that same gesture that you did before. And then release everything and relax. Open your eyes. We're going to do that one more time. If you have another example in your life of having that feeling, you can go there or you can go back to the same place where you were before. But just close your eyes and go right back to that same intensity of feeling that you want to get back to. And sharpen up that image, brighten up the colors, bring the image closer to you on your screen and move it around a bit. Make the sounds clear and think of that word, if you had a word that you associated with the feeling, and then go ahead and make that unique gesture that you did before. And now go ahead and relax, open your eyes, and now just take your hands and do that gesture and see if that brings you back to that feeling that you were practicing before. And if it doesn't, that's okay. It just means you need to practice it a few more times. You can do that more times today or over a period of, you know, the next few days or so. Whatever it's going to do, you know, whatever you need in order to get back to that feeling by just using that gesture. this is such a great technique, and you can use this technique for all kinds of different feelings. So if you used it today to get yourself to a place of calm, you can create a new anchor, a new gesture, repeating this same technique to get you into a different mental state. And now you've got in your toolbox a NLP anchoring tool to anchor yourself into whatever emotional state you want to get to. I hope this has been helpful. This is Melissa Dinwiddie from Living a Creative Life.